The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Hope you're having a great day. I am. Got to spend a good portion of the morning with one of my grandsons. In fact, my oldest grandson. We just had a great time together. We really did. This thing about grandparents and grandkids, good stuff. Yeah. And then, of course, we have two great grandchildren as well. And I realize I'm not old enough for that. I know I'm not old enough, but anyway, I hope you're having a good day. Again, here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got a couple of Supreme Court cases to share with you today, one good, one not so good, but first, I haven't looked here for a little bit. Just real quick, I just want to pull up the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign and just see, oh my goodness, wow, okay. If you've been following this, and if you're a regular listener, you know that our goal for the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign was $8,000, and that was going to be tough. It was going to be hard because giving is down everywhere, and across the country, all of the experts are predicting that giving to Salvation Army nationwide this Christmas season is going to be down one half. That's what all the experts are saying, and by the way, that's the way all the projections are looking. So our goal was $8,000. So the experts would say, you'd be really lucky. You'll be fortunate if you get $4,000 or $5,000. Oh, no. They don't know you folks. They don't know this audience. All right. Yesterday, we were at $600 or something like that. Today, we have had 89 individual donors, and we are now at $12,802.54. Remember, our goal was $8,000. Isn't that incredible? We are now just $200 away from $13,000. $200 away from $13,000. Oh, my goodness. $11,000 was an all-time record. We've been working with Salvation Army for several years. $11,000 was an all-time record. And then we hit $12,000. And now we're $200 away from $13,000. And let me say it one more time. The goal is not what's important. It is reaching as many people as we possibly can this Christmas. So I'm just throwing it out there. You can still give. You can go to the wordcolumbus.com. The banner for the Red Kettle is up, I think, at least till the end of this week. I think then it's done, gone, over, finished. But I think it's going to be up for the rest of the week. I'm not really positive. But it's up now. If you would like to continue the giving, just go to the wordcolumbus.com, click on the Red Kettle, and drop in whatever amount God lays on your heart. But we are $200 away from $13,000. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. It's miraculous. It's because of the generosity of you folks. God bless every single one of you. 89 of you. 89 of you have contributed to the Red Kettle. One more and we're at 90. Wow. All right. I just had to look and share that with you. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of churches in Colorado and New Jersey. Colorado and New Jersey had basically shut down all churches. Nope, 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 nope. Can't go to church. Can't worship together. Yeah, you can go to Walmart. You can go to Lowe's. You can go to Home Depot. You can go to Kroger's. You go. I don't think they have Giant Eagle in Colorado or New Jersey. But, yeah, you go to all of those places, but you can't go to church. No, 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 no. So several churches got together in Colorado and New Jersey, took it to court, and today, this morning, the U.S. Supreme Court delivered another win for churches battling these COVID-19 restrictions. That's good news. The Supreme Court said, hey, we've already dealt with this in New York, and so they kicked it back to the lower courts and basically said to the lower courts, hey, we've already dealt with this. Stop shutting down churches. It's unconstitutional. And what's really interesting is that Chief Justice John Roberts actually voted with the conservatives this time. In the New York case, which, by the way, in the New York case, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the churches and against the state of New York. But John Roberts voted with the liberals, as he does all too often. But in this case, it was clear enough that even John Roberts voted with the conservatives and said, hey, this is unconstitutional. You can't shut down houses of worship. We understand it's a pandemic. We know that. We get that. But the Constitution guarantees freedom of religion. So that is very, very good news. However, bad news, and I said Supreme Court earlier, and I meant a Tennessee court has ruled against a Tennessee pro-life, anti-abortion bill that required 24-hour waiting period before an abortion. A woman seeking an abortion in Tennessee, according to that law, the new law in Tennessee, there has to be a 24-hour period where they have an opportunity to think about it. Well, a federal judge has blocked that law from taking place. The state of Tennessee is going to appeal that, and that case will probably ultimately end up with the Supreme Court. But right now, a federal court has ruled against the pro-life Tennessee law that I told you about a few weeks ago. So you win some, you lose some. Supreme Court, though, has ruled consistently in the last two or three weeks against states and cities trying to shut down churches. We'll take that good news. All right. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We're going to take a break. We'll return.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. Well, the vaccinations have begun for the COVID-19 virus. And it's fascinating to look back just a few months at what all of the experts, all of the pundits, all of the talking heads on TV were saying about Donald Trump's promise to have a vaccine by the end of the year. Do you remember back in March, April, the beginning of May, when Donald Trump said, hey, we're going to do this thing, Operation Warp Speed, and I believe we can have a vaccine by the end of the year. I am looking at an article from NBC News Fact Check on May 15th, 2020. Fact check. Here's the headline. NBC News. Fact check. Coronavirus vaccine could come this year, Trump says. Expert says he needs a miracle to be right. Now get this. NBC News took 10 pages on May 15th. I'm holding the article in my hand. I printed it off. NBC News took 10 pages to fact check Donald Trump and come to the conclusion he's lying to us again. He's exaggerating again. Quote, we're looking to get it by the end of the year if we can, maybe before, Trump said Friday in a Rose Garden event centered on his administration's effort to fast track a vaccine. Trump tweeted on Thursday, quote, vaccine work is looking very promising before the end of the year. So NBC News says we got to fact check that. Again, this was in May. Among some of the quotes in the 10 pages of fact check, trying to make Donald Trump look like an idiot, quote, experts say that the development, testing, and production of a vaccine for the public is still at least 12 to 18 months off, and that anything less would be a medical miracle. Now, 12 to 18 months, this article was written on May 15th of this year, 2020. So that would be next May, June, July, August, September, maybe between May or October of next year, maybe. And then I'm not going to bore you with all the rest, but it's 10 pages of experts fact-checking Donald Trump. He's nuts. He's crazy. He's exaggerating. Don't listen to Donald Trump. We can't have. Now, that's NBC News. Then I have 14 pages of other experts who called Donald Trump crazy. Back in March, Politico said, quote, at a time when the government is trying to carefully control messaging about the possibility of a coronavirus cure, the president's penchant for on-camera hyperbole has been a constant challenge. We must fact-check the president. That was on March 5th, Politico. Emory University News back in May said, a COVID-19 vaccine in less than a year would be a miracle. That's Emory University News back in May. This is May 18th, NBC News. Fact check. Trump needs miracle to be right. There's a lot of things that could go wrong, one expert said. And then NPR said this back in May. President Trump contradicted his own CDC director by claiming that widespread distribution of a coronavirus vaccine could happen before the end of the year. That was NPR. And then we have CNN back in September. This was September. CNN, quote, President Trump says every American can get a coronavirus vaccine by April, but health experts say no. That was on September 19th. Then back in, where's the date on this? Oh, this was March. This was March, MSNBC. Dr. Amesh Adalja, which was an expert hired by MSNBC, Dr. Amesh Adalja on the timeline of the coronavirus vaccine, quote, it's not something that we're going to see for at least 12 to 18 months in spite of what President Trump is saying. Salon, the liberal left-wing site. Salon. September 4th, is the Trump administration bluffing about a vaccine timeline? Scientists are very skeptical about the president's claims. That was September, Salon Magazine. Jim Acosta from CNN on March 3rd said, quote, since Monday, Dr. Fauci has publicly explained in front of Trump three times now that it will take at least a year or more to develop a coronavirus vaccine. That was Jim Acosta on March 3rd. Dr. Fauci told him three times. It's got to be more than a year, and he won't listen. And I'm running out of time. I've got three more pages of the experts, the pundits, the talking heads on TV, all of them in unison saying Donald Trump is foolish. He's lying. He's exaggerating. It's impossible to have a vaccine by the end of the year. You think you'll see any apologies from any of those folks? Don't hold your breath.